Those figures show that there were 42 less members of staff employed at St Joseph's Hospital last year than there were back in 2005. And the vast majority of these positions were lost during the current government's term in office. So there was 123 positions in St Joseph's in 2010. That's gone down to 98 positions now in 2015. And that reduction represents over a 20% drop in overall staffing numbers in the hospital. And for any hospital, especially a strategically important hospital such as St Joseph's in Stranraer, to lose over one-fifth of their staff in such a short space of time is, I think, not only deeply shocking, but it's a scandalous indictment of the government attitude towards the health needs of the people of the Fun Valley.
Not only would patient safety be a concern for you, but I would imagine that with such skeletal staff, whatever staff is left are quite vulnerable at this point too, would you say?
Well, I've been in constant contact with staff members in St Joseph's over the last sort of 6 months or so, and they've told me the staff morale in the hospital is very low, and that's completely understandable because, look, the staff are there to give the best standard of care to the patients that they can, and both the nursing staff and the support staff and the hospital do a fantastic job for the patients that are in the hospital. But at the end of the day, their workload has been drastically increased as a result of these reductions. I mean, those reductions in staff numbers are really taking their toll in the hospital, and it's mirroring what we're seeing in Lifford Hospital as well. And now we're seeing the same thing in St Joseph's Hospital, and it really is not good enough, and it's really time for some action here.